Hello and welcome to this SearchStorage.com podcast. I'm Associate Site Editor Ian Crowley, and today I'll be speaking with David Hill, Principal of the Mesabi Group, about linear tape file systems in media and healthcare markets. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
David, to start us off, can you give me a brief overview of the history of LTFS technology?
Well, first of all, you know that magnetic tape itself has been around for a long time. But one of the problems with magnetic tape is that it did not... For backup and restore, for example, you could stack files sequentially and have an index on a database somewhere. But the metadata on that really wasn't tied in with the data itself on the tape. And so the tapes were not interoperable. You couldn't move them around. You couldn't do a lot of things, you know, between sites and so on and so forth and bring it up without having the same backup system in the same place. Okay. So anyway, IBM went to work and put together the technology and the prototype for what was LTFS and made a proposal that appeared at the NAB 2009. Then they worked with the LTO consortium, which also includes HP and Quantum as well as IBM as the principal organizations, although there are lots of other supporting organizations within the LTO group, to put together a specification. And that finally came out in April of 2010.
Great. All right. So the media and healthcare industries seem to be popular places for LTFS implementations. Why are these industries leading the way?
Well, one reason is that they did a lot of work with analog devices. Okay, there's a lot of analog tape type things that were used, and so digital makes it a much simpler and easier way of doing business. Okay, that's number one. Secondly, they are starting to have much greater volume, especially with the new digitization of the movies as such. Okay, for example, Avatar went up to about a petabyte or such and such. Third, the advantage of using tape, for example, if you're in the field and you take some pictures or video with using LTFS and a tape drive, is that once you get done, you can ship that tape somewhere. Okay, you don't have to tie up valuable network time and so on and so forth. So a lot of reasons why they found it to be valuable. And so they're the first industry to really pick up on it in a big way. It was quite compelling to them, in fact.
Okay. On the healthcare side of things, PACS are the picture archiving and communication system used to store MRIs, for example, is a healthcare imaging system frequently associated with LTFS. Why is this? Is it just that imaging data requirements are so large and only tape provides cheap capacity? Or are there other advantages associated with LTFS?
Well, first of all, there hasn't been a lot of that done yet because for the following reasons. One of the reasons is, first of all, this LTFS is really still new. It's not less than 3 years old since it was announced, okay? Secondly, the Media and Entertainment Group could do a lot of things just using LTFS as basically as an enabler and doing a few things to make things work. When you're starting to get into the PAC systems, you have to start using more of solutions. QStar has one for archive archiving. Crossroads has a Strongbox solution and so on and so forth, and is working with Fujifilm PermaVault on medical type of applications and so on and so forth. You need something to put things together. For example, let's say that a person has many multiple images, x-rays, CRT scans, CT scans, MRIs, what have you, and they're all stored on tape. What you don't want is you don't want them searching, the search process to go from front to back to middle to everywhere else, because with a sequential tape in that, going back and forth can cause a problem called shoe shining. So you want some kind of intelligence up front as part of a solution that says, okay, what's the order that we should read them in so we can get them loaded in sequentially as quickly as possible without having any problems that we might have with trying to go from here to there. So that's one thing. That's one of the things. So with PAC systems and that, you need some extra software and things on top of that to do that. But what the real reason is that the PACs, and I can explain why they're slower to adopt than media and entertainment, but basically the real reason that they're going to be used is you're going to have to store data for a long, long time. The new regulations from the Department of Defense, for example, of how long you should store a soldier's records and so on and so forth, that are being put in place. And what those will do is basically say you're going to have to hold this data for a long time. So you can have huge volumes of data. Also, you have to be able to copy the data. And the advantage of being able to do it on tapes with LTFS is that you can transport the tapes to another location, and it's easier to bring up the information because it's interoperable. It's not tied to, like I said earlier, on a backup restore system software. So you have a lot of capabilities here, that, and you have a lot of volume of data. So in the long run, that's what people are going to want to do, I think, is put it on PAC systems, put a lot of the data on tape using LTFS.
So what differences are there between LTFS for a healthcare setup or in media and entertainment? Or is it too early to tell because the implementations in healthcare really aren't there yet?
Well, no, there's some reasons why that's the case. First of all, you have regulation. You don't have regulation in the media and entertainment, you know, within reason, as compared to the healthcare industry. So obviously the players in the healthcare industry have to be more cautious about how they move forward. The second question is the level of pain. The level of pain was higher in the media and entertainment business, and so when you have a higher level of pain, you adopt things more easily. Whereas in the healthcare industry, even though you have some pain, it hasn't gotten to the level of real seriousness in a lot of cases. Third, you have competition in the media and entertainment business. What is your competitor doing, okay? What are they doing to get ahead of you? What kind of technologies are they adopting? As you well know, the healthcare industry is not as fast moving as the media and entertainment industry because they don't really have competition per se as does the media and entertainment industry. And that also gets into the cost focus. The media and entertainment business, they're interested, they spend a lot of money on films, obviously, but they're also interested in costs and keeping those costs down. And so they're very much focused on that. Now, there's obviously an interest in healthcare on cost focus, and obviously the LTFS with tape and that, as tape can provide a much better, less cost solution in the long run, I think will be very important. But they're not under as much cost pressure immediately as, say, the media and entertainment companies are concerned.
Okay.
So those are the four reasons: regulation, level of pain, competition, and cost focus.
Sure. Okay. Switching gears a little bit, can LTFS play a role in big data, or is it too difficult to integrate into that architecture?
Well, it depends on what kind of big data you're talking about. The reason I say that is as follows. Some big data is used in real-time analysis, like for fraud detection, okay? And the answer is, you know, it's not going to be used in that. But what you're going to be doing is if it's big data and you're keeping it around for a long, long time. For example, genome research, if you're taking DNA samples of people and so on and so forth, and you're saving that data and there's a lot of data to be saved, then you're keeping that data for a long period of time. And you may not need it for if you don't need it for a long period of time, then tape is the best place. In fact, you might say that tape is the reign of the long-tail distribution. By that, the long-tail distribution is when don't you need to recover it and retrieve it that quickly, and when can you stand latencies of 30 to 40 seconds or even up to 2.5 minutes that you might have with tape. So when you're getting into long-tail distribution, tape plays a serious role. And so if you have big data applications that have a lot of data, they're going to sit around for a long time and are not used every day or for all the data, then it makes sense to put it on tape. And so, yes, active archiving and tape will play a big role in big data.
Okay. Finally, do you have any statistics off the top of your head that really jump out at you about the adoption of LTFS?
No, because it's too early in the game to do that, unfortunately.
Okay. Understandable. Thanks, David. This has been really informative, and I think our listeners will find this useful.
Good. Thank you very much.
If you'd like to learn more about LTFS, please visit www.searchstorage.com. I'm Ian Crowley, and thanks for listening.